Hello, readers. Welcome back to Little Adulterous Whore. I'm your host, Stacey Wright. Now, yes, this episode was supposed to be available yesterday, and I did record the episode, but I recorded it, and I went to edit it, and it was just like, no. You could hear my son launching himself off his bed, and I'm like, I did not have the capacity to edit the whole thing. So I'm like, I'm just going to do it again tomorrow. So I'm really sorry that this episode's coming late, but at least you're getting it. So this is season 2, episode 5, and it's my Read Like Rory challenge. And I actually did 2 books. I did The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, because they're both by Mark Twain and they go hand in hand, like they follow on from each other. So I thought, you know what? They're not very long books. So I thought, hey, what the hell? I'll do them both together, which made for a really hard reading end of the week, because I did my episode on Tuesday and I just caught up on all my stuff for Tuesday's episode. And then I literally had like Wednesday, Thursday to read 2 books. And I'm like, yeah, I might have bitten off more than I could chew. But I just about managed it. Because I actually finished Huckleberry Finn Friday morning. But I also had to finish a book called Finders Keepers. Now, if you use NetGalley like I do, then you know that Berkeley Books, Berkeley Publishing House, is one of the hardest publishers to get approvals for. I'm not even joking, okay? If you ask anybody who's on NetGalley, do you request Berkeley Books? 9 times out of 10, they're going to tell you, no, I gave up, when they kept saying no. Or they're going to say, yeah, I do it just so that I can, you know, collect all these denial emails. Now, I've been kind of lucky with Berkeley Publishing because I maybe get 50% of what I request, but it's not personal because it's just they have so many books to hand out. And once they've handed them all out, if you request it after that point, like you're not going to get it. There's no more copies left. And they have an influencer program that if you're not in the US, then you can't get in, which obviously I'm not. I'm in Canada, so I can't get in on it. But they sent me an email with a widget. And a widget means that it's a read now. So I can click on it and I can automatically get the book. But they invited me to do a blog tour. And I'm like, come on, this is Berkeley. I didn't even read the synopsis, okay? I had no idea what the book was about. I had zero clue about anything. I saw that it was Berkeley Books and I said yes, because when it's Berkeley, you just say yes. But it's Finders Keepers by Sarah Adler. And I finished it last night and I was like, this book was way better than I was expecting, because the last couple of Berkeley books I had were not brilliant. Like they were 3.5 star books for me. So I went in with the mindset that I probably wasn't going to really love it, but no, I actually really did. Now it's about this man and woman, and they both ended up back in their hometown after like failures in their personal lives. And they hadn't spoken in years because of something that happened when they were teenagers. But when they were teenagers, they were looking for this treasure. And they decide to try looking for this treasure again, like spend time together. And it's really cute. It's really cute. And I really enjoyed it. The writing was great. So you can get this book on the 24th if you're interested. But like I said, when it's Berkeley, you join. Whether you like it or not, you join. And the other thing I wanted to quickly mention was I know that a lot of people complain about Wattpad and the ads, okay? But you can buy books, authors that have been published through Wattpad, through their influencer program, I get their books. And you know what? The last couple I've had have been excellent. This one is Sand, Sequins, and Silicone by Pia Mia. And you know what? I just started it after I finished Finders Keepers last night. And so far, so good. It's actually a really good read. So again, give Wattpad a shot. Like if you see a published book by Wattpad, don't just assume that it's garbage, because they're actually really good books. Okay, now that all my notices are over, you see my lights? Like I'm such a loser. Like every time I buy something from my bookshelves, I'm like, cool, hey? But let's get to the episode. Now, I had this preconceived notion about Mark Twain's writing, because believe it or not, we never read Mark Twain in school. It wasn't part of our curriculum. Even when I did advanced English, we still didn't. It wasn't part of our curriculum. So I'd never actually been exposed to his work. And I kind of had this idea in my head that Mark Twain was probably a really pretentious writer. I was going to have my Like, so I was reading these books on my iPad because I had to get them from the library because I don't even own copies of these books, okay? So I got them as ebooks from the library, and I had my phone ready because I was ready to Google all these, like, words I'd never seen or heard of before, and I read classic books, so but I was prepared for it, and I was pleasantly surprised the books weren't like that at all. Like, they really weren't. There was no pretentiousness in there. I had a blast. Like, not very long books. Like, I think they're less than 300 pages a piece. And I couldn't believe I waited so long. But the funniest thing is that I'm like, I wished I found these books sooner. Like, I wished I'd done the books sooner. I wished I'd grabbed copies sooner. But at the same time, I'm like, would I have appreciated them as much back then as I did finishing them now? Because honestly, I was blown away. The writing was really good. It was really good, especially for the time, because this was like, what, 1800s, right? So these books are old, but I enjoyed the crap out of them. Now, I'm of the opinion that people who read classic books, they read them because they're timeless. Like, they're not reading them for being pretentious or to be book snobs. Well, maybe some people are. I really can't answer that because I don't know everybody on the planet. But my opinion is that they read them because they cross through generations. Like, the books that you find, the classic books, they cover things like loss and love, adversity, morality. There's a lot of social issues in a lot of these books. And I feel like they work in each generation because the stories don't change. And they kind of give you a glimpse of a culture that we don't have anymore, because obviously we don't live the same way that our ancestors lived. So you get a really nice glimpse of how their culture and society was back then in a really honest way. And I really appreciate that. And I think that that's something that's missing from books today, because fantasize more, I guess. Whereas I think there's more realism in classic books. Yeah, realism. That's a good word. Now, I also feel most of the authors that you love, and if you go and have a look and listen to any of the interviews that these authors do, I am going to pretty much guarantee that at some point they wanted to become a writer because of a classic book they read, and it really ignited their love of reading and books. So you're not getting away from it. You're not getting away from classics. Whether you like it or not, you're not doing it. Now, the reason that I was thinking about why people read classic books was because I was really thinking about why Rory would be reading classic books. Now, she was raised in a home that made reading important. Like, it was a foundation. Even though Lorelai didn't read the same way Rory did, she was more eclectic in her taste in books, she still made reading something to enjoy. Like, she made it important. She allowed Rory to push her imagination to untold limits. And I really love that. Now, yes, Rory obviously wanted to go to Harvard from a very young age. She knew that she wanted to be a journalist. She knew that reading was going to be part of the curriculum. She knew that books were going to be very important. And she was probably making sure that she was ahead of the game, because that's something I would do as well. If I knew, let's say now I've decided that I want to be a publisher, right? And I'm just starting my journey into schoolhood. Now, I would definitely be going back and reading classics. I'd be looking at the syllabus on the website and checking things out and preparing myself for that. And I really feel like that was something Rory did. But I also feel like the value of books was instilled in her from a young age. And I do the same thing here in my house. Like, we have a lot of books. The kids have access to a lot of books. We go to the library. Reading is a big part of our household. Even my husband reads. So I think that she was curious enough to explore books, because she didn't just read classics. Like, if you look at her list, I have the list, okay? So I printed it off, and I have it as a PDF form. If you are interested in grabbing a copy, send me an email at theadulteress@gmail.com, and I will happily send this to you for free, okay? I only printed it off so I could start, like, crossing stuff off as I go. Now, I'm not trying to do these in order or anything. It's just, it made more sense to me to be able to see them, because a lot of these books I don't own. And while I'm more than happy to spend money on books, I can't afford to be buying a new book every week. So I'm utilizing my library. And sometimes my library makes me wait for some of these books. Now, some of them I can grab as audiobooks right away, and I probably will do that. But I'm hoping to actually read, because that's what Rory did. Now, Rory read these books. She sat down with a book. Yes, you had a paperback copy. And I honestly wished I had that kind of space and that kind of money, but I don't. So unless someone's going to be sending me classic books in the mail, I'm kind of limited. And our library doesn't stock a lot of paperback books. Like, I love my library. I really do. But it's kind of small. But whatever. That's besides the point. But if you want the copy of the list, because it's over 400 books. Like, I don't know why I thought it was 3-something, but it's 408 according to this list. But obviously there's going to be books on here that I won't do. Like, she's got Yoga for Dummies on here. Yeah, that's not something I'm going to do, because I don't think you guys need to be watching me even try that. No. We're good. So there's probably going to be books on here that I won't. Now, I think, like, Alice in Wonderland, like Alice Adventures in Wonderland, is next on this list. And I had actually read it recently, and I might add it further down the list. But I just got a copy of All the President's Men by Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward. So I might skip to the next one. So I don't know yet. I guess we'll find out as we go. So a big surprise for me and a surprise for you. Now, Rory, like, reading a lot of classic books, I feel like Rory spent a lot of time reading books like Jane Eyre. She liked Jane Austen, because she liked strong female protagonists who were not supposed to be this way in their time, but they kind of broke the mold a little bit. I feel like Rory really enjoyed those books anyway, but she really expanded her reading base out. And honestly, I'm really glad that I did this, because I would never have touched Mark Twain otherwise. I wouldn't have. And I kind of feel like Rory gave me something. So I'm really happy for that. But okay, let's get into the books. So I obviously started with The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, because that's the first book in, and I'm going to call it a series, because there are actually more books. Like, I think there was like 2 more after. I think there was 4 in total. I actually don't know if they were released. That was something I didn't actually look at, because she only read the first 2. So, Tom Sawyer, okay? Oh my God. It was, you know what? Mark Twain writes in such a way where it's kind of like funny, satire. There was a lot of humor in there. But he also covered a lot of things with social inequality. There was a lot of really impactful stuff in the book, but he packaged it all up and it's like really funny way. Like, Tom Sawyer is about a young boy and he is orphaned, so he's living with his aunt and his half brother, and he is a troublemaker. And I'm not even just saying like he's a little bit of a mischief maker, he is a naughty boy. Like, so what happens is the story kind of, he gets into trouble with his aunt and has to whitewash the fence. And he literally convinces people, like classmates, that whitewashing a fence is so much fun that they could only wish they could be doing it. And they were bringing him gifts to be able to take a turn whitewashing a fence. And I was absolutely dying, okay? It was hilarious. But he goes on all these adventures. He meets this girl Becky and he falls in love with her. And he tells her that they should become engaged and they're only going to be with each other. And then she finds out that he was previously engaged. She gets really upset. She storms off and he's mad and she's mad. And it's really cute. And he witnesses a murder. And he promises the person that committed the murder that he wouldn't say anything. And then he does. He tells on them and he has to go be a witness in court. It's hilarious. And then he gets lost in a cave. And the person who rescues him is a person that he testified against. Like, it's just nuts, man. And him and Huckleberry Finn find hidden treasure and they become rich. But before that, they like go and pretend to be pirates on this, like, away from everybody. And their canoe gets washed up. So everyone thinks they're dead. And they decide to wait to reappear again days later during their funeral. And I'm like, I was laughing so hard. I'm like, wow, what little shits. Like, I would have lost it. I would have absolutely bloody lost it. But like, the end of the book was all about like both finding themselves part of the community. Like, Tom really lishes it, becomes this really great, well-rounded person. And he feels like he's found himself. And Huckleberry ends up living with a widow, and she is teaching him how to read, and he's going to school, and he has to get cleaned up and wear nice clothes. And you can see the differences between the two boys. Tom really enjoys it and Huckleberry does not, which kind of leads me into Huckleberry Finn. Now, Huckleberry Finn, he is like a town outcast. Like, no one's allowed to play with him because he's dirty and he's grubby and his dad's an alcoholic and he's abusive and he disappears off. And, you know, it's an absolute nightmare of a childhood for Huckleberry, but it's what he knows. And then when he has to go live with this widow, because now he has money and, you know, he has to find his place in society correctly, like, he really chafes up against all the rigid rules, and he really hates being clean and having to keep the clothes clean and whatnot, but he's enjoying being fed and whatnot. So there are bonuses, but he's finding it very, very difficult. Now, his dad finds out that he has this money and comes back to town because he's been gone for a while. And Puck knows that if his dad gets hold of the money, then that's kind of it, right? But in the end, what happens is his dad steals him away and they go off to this cabin far away. And he knows that Huck's going to try and escape. So he traps him there and disappears off. Well, Huckleberry doesn't want to stay there, right? He's scared. He doesn't want to be there. So he fakes his own death, robs the place, and disappears off, right? And then everyone's looking for him because he sets quite the stage, okay? The scene he sets is freaking hilarious. And then he bumps into this black man who is a slave, and he was actually a slave for the widow that Huck was staying with. And everyone thinks that because he ran away that he must have committed Huckleberry's murder. But it turns out that he knew that the widow was going to sell him and he didn't want that. So he ran. He's got a wife and he's got kids and they're all in slavery and he's trying to gain his freedom. So the whole novel, it's all about how racist the time was and how societal norms dictated who was better than who. The book was a lot darker. I'm going to admit that the subject matter wasn't as funny. It wasn't as satire. It really went to a darker, darker place. Now, Huckleberry Finn is the one that most people talk about. I knew Tom Sawyer was a book, but Huckleberry Finn seemed to be the more popular choice. And I can kind of see why, because it's a little bit more of a serious book. I kind of liked Huck more as a person. He's more relatable. He wasn't trying to be a bad person. It's just his circumstances had him looked at in a specific light. And that's really freaking sad. You can't pick your parents off. And he was stuck with an alcoholic, abusive father who didn't care enough about him to take care of him and only came back for the money. Huck did the best he could and tried to be a better person. He was going to tell on the slave because he felt really bad for the widow. He was going to report the slave as being missing because there was a bounty on his head. And then he couldn't do it. And he felt immense guilt for knowing that this slave that was helping the woman that helped him was gone and that she didn't have the money for him and she didn't have him helping. So it was really interesting. It covered some really complex social issues. And I really loved it. I don't really have the words to express just how moved I was reading these books. And I kind of, after reading it, I'm like, maybe I should get one of those really big, tall Billy bookshelves and have a read like Rory showcase of every book I enjoyed, not necessarily all the books, but all the books I really enjoyed and have them. So I probably will buy those too. I think they may even have a leather bound, because I collect leather bound classic books. I'm wondering if they have a leather bound classic edition of Mark Twain. Maybe I should take a look at that, because I think that's something I really need for my collection. So you can see why Rory liked these books, because they cover complex topics. It wasn't complex to read. It laid out this story in a really beautiful, humane way. And you could feel exactly how the characters were feeling when they were feeling it. And I kind of feel like it created this sense of nostalgia for a small town life, which Rory had, but it was more simplistic back then. You know what I mean? Where you could have the imagination and the adventures, and it was less crippling to, you know, less demands on who you are when you were a child. And I kind of, I can like see that now. Like I have kids. I can see that even their childhood's not like mine was. I had way more freedom as a kid because we weren't worried about the things that we worry about today. Like my mum and my dad didn't worry about like me being kidnapped or getting hit by a car or anything like that. Like these weren't really concerns back then. But now it's like, oh my God, I can't let my kid play out on the street. What if this happens? What if this happens? It's so different. So I really feel like that's kind of one of the reasons why Rory enjoyed it, that it was more freeing. It was, Tom got to be more free. He could go be a pirate, and rather than being punished for it, you know, they had a funeral. He was welcomed back with open arms, and he got to tell his story, and he was like a little hero, you know what I mean? It was cute. It was adorable. And I kind of feel like it shows you the prejudice of the time in a really clever way, because obviously, if you think about it, the 1800s, who was really looking at inequality back then? I don't think a lot of people were, but Mark Twain really had his finger on the pulse there, I think. And I think that Rory understood that as well. And I kind of feel like it explores the themes of childhood, friendship, the human condition. And I don't know, I kind of feel like Rory would have really connected with that. No, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But that's just kind of how I feel about it. Let me know how you feel about it. I'm always open to talk. You know that. Now, for me, both these books were definitely over 4 stars. Over 4 stars. They were really well written. I really enjoyed it. I can see why Rory really enjoyed them too. Now, if you want to join me on my Read Like Rory adventure and you'd like to maybe do a read along with me or have a discussion about one of the books on the list, or maybe you want the list, obviously I already said that, you can drop me an email at ladulteress@gmail.com. You can catch me on my social medias. I'm on TikTok at ladulteress. I'm on Instagram at ladulteress whore. I have a Facebook page, a ladulteress whore. That's with a 0 instead of an R because Facebook is anti-profanity. You can always find me on YouTube. So if you enjoyed this episode and you need more of me, just hit that subscribe button at youtube.com/@ladulteress. Don't forget, I have an Etsy store as well. And if you see anything you like and you need a little discount code, use Booksta. So Boosta and then talk on the end, TOK. And that'll get you 15% off anything in my store. I really enjoyed this episode. I really enjoyed the research. I really enjoyed the reading. And I hope that you really have enjoyed listening to me waffle on about two of my now favorite books. And I really hope that you join me next week. I will see you on Tuesday. I'm going to be back to my whatever topic I picked. I cannot remember now. I think I might do bookish abbreviations of words because somebody was, what does TBR mean? What does ALC mean? So I think maybe I'll do something with that. I don't know yet. I have a board full of post-it notes and all these bookish topics, and I need to figure out what I'm going to do on Tuesday. But I really hope that you have the reading weekend you deserve, readers. Take care. This is Stacey Wright signing off.